world.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Dr. Lorraine Day. Is there a problem, David? I'm going to have to just have music here for a minute, and we'll be right back with Dr. Day. Okay, well, we're just having little problems with some of our circuitry, but most of our stations are with us. And Dr. Day, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Sam.
Well, for those of you who don't know, basically Dr. Day was a professor of orthopedic surgery at the University of California. She was the chief surgeon at the county hospital in San Francisco. When the AIDS epidemic really hit, it was 1985, 1986, when we were really beginning to get very concerned about the spread of the AIDS within the homosexual community, within the black community. And Dr. Day, of course, was one of the leaders in trying to do something about it at that time. And, of course, I was very, very concerned and wanted to introduce standard public health techniques. And we worked together for several years trying to do what was logical to stop the spread of this terrible disease. And unfortunately, why there is no way to do that, there's still to this very day, the standard and effective public health techniques needed to stop the spread of the disease have not been widely implemented. But Dr. Day gave up a very, very successful orthopedic practice to take up an alternative medicine. And initially, I thought that was sort of crazy, but as time has gone by, I've come to realize, of course, the wisdom of what she did. And I'll never forget her telling me, Stan, you have to understand AIDS is about population control. And I just could not believe that. I mean, after all, who in their right mind would want to use a terrible virus to bring about the decrease in the population? But after a matter of a few years, why, I finally came to the conclusion she was absolutely right. Lorraine, it's been a bit of fascinating 15 or 20 years or more, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and we've been cohorts together in this struggle for a long, long time, and now we're both trying to get truth out there to the people.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners about alternative medicine? It's really not alternative medicine. It's what people should know, what they're going to need to know, because they're going to have to learn to look after their own health. So you pick up the story.
All right, well, first of all, as everybody knows, Obamacare is also about population control. Maybe they do or don't know that, what? But it's just as much about population control as is, was, and is AIDS and many other diseases. So you're going to have to start learning how to take care of yourself because they're going to withdraw health care from you. And if you're over 55, you're on their list. They refer to people over 55 as useless eaters. And if you want to have any health care, if you want to be well, you're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. And that's the good news, because doctors can't really get you well from disease anyway. Doctors are good for taking care of injuries or total hip replacements or deformities that you're born with. But when it comes to disease, we give diseases to ourselves. We do it by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. They don't fall out of the sky, nor do they just happen, nor are most diseases genetic. 99% of all diseases are not genetic. And cancer is not genetic. Heart disease is rarely genetic. And so we have to learn how to live, eat, and handle stress properly, and then we can be well.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Stand. Dr. Day was simply talking about the fact she developed breast cancer, and she had the diagnosis. They had that tissue diagnosis, but she declined mastectomy, and she used alternative treatment on herself as far as diet, changing her whole structure of life, and she got over this. And now we are almost 20 years later, and she's very, very healthy. But as she points out, certainly the scientific studies show that if you get adequate rest at night, why, it'll make a difference as far as your incidence of breast cancer is concerned. And certainly, your diet, the things that you eat, will make a profound effect. People who work nights certainly have a higher incidence of cancer than people who work during the daytime. And all of these things, of course, these are all backed up by scientific studies, which you can find out if you read the proper literature. But the average person isn't reading this sort of literature. And the average doctor is so busy, he has no idea that these articles are even out there. And I will tell you, going to medical journals, going to medical meetings every Friday, as I do, none of these things are ever brought up for the doctors. I mean, we say the same things we were saying 50 years ago at the meetings, but as far as certainly the importance of exercise and diet and nutrition, this is never mentioned in a medical meeting because, of course, well, they want the doctors pushing pills, which they do, and it's wonderful for the drug companies, but very harmful for the individual. Lorraine, you go right ahead.
Well, the drug industry is a $234 billion industry now. And if you look at the 15 most commonly prescribed drugs, which are specifically mainly for high blood pressure, and one of the biggest ones is a drug for heartburn. And the drugs for high blood pressure, some of them have 125 serious side effects. That's 125. And people say, well, I've been taking that drug for a number of years and I don't have any of those side effects. Well, if it's going to work on that system in anybody's body, it's working against that system in your body. It may not be severe enough for you to actually recognize the symptoms, but it is damaging your body. It is poison. Drugs are poison. The number one cause of falls in the elderly, where they frequently break a hip and often are at bed rest for a time and get pneumonia and die, the number one cause of falls in the elderly is the drugs prescribed for them by doctors. These are terrible things for people to take. Many of older citizens are taking 5 to even 20 different kinds of drugs, and they're actually killing them. So we're going to have to learn how to take care of ourselves, and the good news is that Obamacare will be denying medical care for many people, and that's a wonderful opportunity for you to take charge of your own health and start having self-control and saying, I'm going to take care of myself, and I'm not going to get on drugs, or I'm going to learn how to get off of drugs. People say, well, you know, my blood pressure's fine. You say, yeah, but are you on drugs? Well, yes. What happens if you stop the drugs? Well, my blood pressure will go up again. Well, then it's obviously not curing you, and it has many, many, many serious side effects that are destroying your body every time you put it in your mouth. Another thing that's extremely important that most people don't know about is that since the late 1800s, the onset of puberty in children has dropped by 6 months every decade. In the late 1800s, boys and girls used to enter puberty around 18 years old, when they were old enough to get married and to have children. Now, children are entering puberty at age 8 and 9. This is robbing children of their childhood, when little girls are supposed to be playing with dolls and little boys are supposed to be playing with trucks. Instead, they're interested in each other, which never happened 50, 60, 80 years ago. And so parents who are trying to raise their children properly and trying to keep them from being involved sexually at a young age are actually feeding them the diet that is forcing them into premature puberty. Now, there are terrible effects from this.
Well, I think, Lorraine, could you explain what in the diet is doing that? Because I know, but I wanted listeners to know what in the diet is giving them the premature puberty.
Animal products. Eating animal products. Okay. The incidence of animal product eating, meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs, has grown exponentially over the last 100 years. In 1909, the average American ate 200 pounds of natural potatoes and 200 pounds of grains a year. And the incidence of cancer back then was 1 out of 33 in America. By 1985, the incidence of natural potato eating, I'm not talking about French fries, I'm talking about natural potatoes, and natural grain eating had dropped by half each, and the incidence of meat eating had doubled. The incidence of chicken eating had gone up 300%. The incidence of milk drinking had doubled. And now the cancer rate was 1 out of 3 instead of 1 out of 33. Now it's 1 out of 2. Everybody's eating fast food, junk food, processed food, takeout food. Nobody is cooking from scratch at home. And so people are eating terrible things, everything that's filled with MSG, which is a non-nutritious artificial flavor. It enhances the flavor, but it's deadly. It can produce neurologic diseases like Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's disease and can cause brain tumors. And people are eating aspartame, NutraSweet, which also causes many, many hundreds of side effects. And if, and now the milk producers want to put aspartame or NutraSweet in milk and not label it as having aspartame in it. This is going to be deadly for children, deadly. And it's going to cause all sorts of horrible illnesses. But when children enter puberty at an early age, they are then exposed to 10 years more of little girls of estrogen production, which increases the risk of breast cancer. And when they're young, or if they're even if they're grown and they get pregnant and they have an abortion, that skyrockets their risk of getting breast cancer. And abortion will skyrocket a girl's or a woman's incidence of getting breast cancer. And young boys, when they enter puberty 10 years earlier now than they're supposed to, because of the meat-based diet, animal product-based diet, they are exposed to 10 years more of testosterone, which increases their risk of prostate cancer. And so parents who are trying to keep their children from getting involved sexually are actually feeding them the diet that forces them into early puberty and actually causes them to be more interested in sexual activity and also increases their risk of breast cancer in girls and prostate cancer in boys. Some little girls are actually entering puberty as young as 3 years old.
Well, of course, then there's the bisphenol, which is in lines all of the cans, and that is, gives an estrogenic stimulus to all the girls as well. And there's just so many things.
But the thing is that those kinds of things you can eliminate. You don't have to eat things in cans.
Of course you don't, but the thing is that most people don't know that.
Well, that's right. But that's a very small increase in risk compared to the animal products that people are eating. They are just eating huge amounts of animal products. People say, well, I eat, range-fed beef. Well, except that doesn't make it into a vegetable. You know, a diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables in their natural form is the very best diet to prevent cancer. Now, you can't do that by itself. What I mean is you can't prevent cancer just by eating a plant-based diet. But that's necessary in the whole mix of things. You have to learn how to handle your stress. Because when you're stressed with either domestic stress or job stress or the stress of what's happening in the world, your body pours out not only adrenaline, but cortisol, which is like prednisone, and it suppresses your immune system so you cannot fight disease. And you have to drink your water. Water is extremely important. The body is 75% water. The brain and nervous system are 85% water. These are the things that people have to do to be well. The plan to be well is actually quite simple, but it's not easy because people have to change their habits and they don't want to. Because when we grow into bigger bodies, many people don't grow up. They want to do what they want to do even if it's bad for them. They don't have self-control. And so we have to become mature and we have to say, I'm going to do what's right for my body.
Well, I certainly agree that the diet is so vitally, vitally important. So would you like to talk to people about how they should think about doing their veg and diet?
Well, it's fruits, grains, and vegetables in their natural form. And people say, well, what do? You eat salads? Oh, no. You can make all sorts of wonderful things. You can make burgers out of oats and other kinds of grains. You can make roast out of nuts and various grains and oats. You can make all sorts of Asian dishes out of rice and vegetables. I eat a very varied diet, and it never gets boring. In fact, there are more fruits, grains, and vegetables than there are kinds of meat, poultry, and fish. And so, and then you could eliminate the risk of getting diabetes or heart disease or any of those things.
And do we have a, have you written a book on this specific?
Oh, yes. I have a number of books. I have a whole bunch of DVDs and CDs and books to go along with them. And I've just written a new book called Who Rewrote the Bible, which has over 100 pages of information on the physical and spiritual aspects of health. It's new information that's not in any of my other material.
All right. Well, we'll give you an opportunity to get that information out when we get back from this break. Our guest this evening, Dr. Lorraine Day. And this may sound revolutionary, but it's healthy.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Day is simply saying really what most people had never even thought of, and that is that certainly the cancer is not the problem. The problem is the immune system that allows the cancer to develop. And if you have an intact immune system, your body can take care of the cancer and get rid of the cancer. But, of course, unfortunately, as a physician, you're never taught that. You're taught, oh, there's something there, there's a cancer, well, we'll cut it off, we'll radiate it, we'll give chemotherapy. The trouble is the chemotherapy and radiation actually decrease the body's immune response. The treatment for cancer is to build up the immune system and get the body to take care of the cancer. And this is what doctors don't understand, and as a result of that, an awful lot of doctors and an awful lot of patients die. Well, this is what Dr. Day has been working on for the last 20 or so years, and suddenly has come up with some wonderful treatments. She's talking about her books. Why don't you tell people how they can get hold of your books, how they get to your website, get your information?
Yes, my website is drday.com. That's drday.com. And I have many DVDs, CDs, and books to show you how to get well from virtually every disease. And my two newest books, one is called What Does It Take to Get Well? And I was just going through some of the things that are in that, which I'll discuss in a moment. The other one is called Who Rewrote the Bible? And that book contains, it's a very large book. It contains over 100 pages of information on the spiritual and physical aspects of health. I go over what has happened to America over the last 100 years and how our lifestyle has degenerated so horribly. And the title of the chapter is No Wonder Everybody's Sick. For instance, 100 years ago, the average American ate 8.2 pounds of refined sugar a year. Now the average American eats 152 pounds of refined sugar every year. When I was a child, we had at the most 9 vaccines injected into us before we went to school. Now children get 33 to 44 vaccines injected into them before they even start school. In the early 1900s, there were no laws that even allowed a divorce. Families stayed together. Families lived on farms. Families ate fresh food. Families ate together, worked together, and played together. Now, in the ages of 19 to 25, something like 51% of all babies born to mothers that age are born out of wedlock. These are children that are raised in single-parent homes. These are the kinds of things that are destroying everybody's health and their ability to survive and not get sick. So I go through that, plus many other pieces of information in there, and one chapter is called Why Doesn't God Heal Anybody Anymore? Well, God has given us the way to get well. It's by using His natural things, the proper nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, fresh air. As I've said many times in this program, cancerous tumors grow twice as fast if you're breathing indoor air as if you're breathing outdoor air. Sunlight actually reduces the size of internal cancerous tumors, and sunlight does not cause skin cancer, even though that's what all we physicians are taught. It's easy to prove why sunlight does not cause skin cancer. In the early 1900s, 75% of all Americans worked outdoors, and nobody had skin cancer. Now, only 10% of Americans work outdoors, and everybody has skin cancer. So it's not the sunlight. In fact, sunlight reduces the size of internal cancer tumors. Sunlight actually is very therapeutic against dental cavities, far more than fluoride. In fact, fluoride is a poison and does terrible things to your body. Vitamin D can help decrease the incidence of cancer, incidence of heart disease. But the vitamin D that is best is the vitamin D that comes the way God made it, and that's in sunlight. Because there are many other aspects of sunlight other than vitamin D that are therapeutic to the body. So I was just discussing the chapter in here that you aren't sick because you have cancer. You have cancer because your body is sick. If you had a child who was very sick with chickenpox and had chickenpox marks all over the body, no parent would ever take that child to the surgeon and say, please cut out all the pox marks so my child will be well. Do we have to break?
Well, we will be in about 30, 40 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead. Don't you worry. I'll take care of it.
If you take your child to the doctor and ask them to cut out all the pockmarks, that child will not be well because the pockmarks are a result of the sick body, not the other way around. And it's the same way with cancerous tumors. The tumor is caused because the body is sick, not the other way around. So we should rebuild the body's immune system, not start cutting off parts of the patient's body.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day. And so you can go to our website, drday.com, drday.com. We'll be back in just a moment here with Lorraine.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Day is simply saying that the problem is our lifestyle and how we sleep and how we exercise and how we eat. And if we eat properly and certainly take good care of our bodies, we're not going to get ill. And certainly cancer is a result of a decreased immune response, and the solution to cancer is to build up your immune system. And certainly this is true with almost everything as far as our health is concerned. Go right ahead, Lorraine.
Your body is designed to heal itself. You know, if you cut your hand, it will heal. You don't have to do anything special. You have to stop abusing it, however. If you keep cutting it every day, it's not going to heal. If you pour dirt into it or you keep picking it open, it's not going to heal. But if you just leave it alone and don't abuse it, it will heal. It's the same way with the rest of your body. But we abuse our body every single day in ways that we don't recognize. The way we eat, the lack of exercise, the lack of water drinking. We drink coffee and caffeinated soda and energy drinks and alcohol and all of these things that are destructive to our bodies. And we suffer from fear and anxiety and worry and anger and grudge holding and jealousy. Those things all cause the fight or flight reaction in our body, which pours out adrenaline, which causes things like chronic fatigue syndrome when we're constantly stressed. Or it'll also pour out cortisol, which suppresses the immune system, so we're doing it to ourselves. Another very important thing is that cancer is not genetic. It is not genetic. It can run in families all right, but it's not in the genes. If you see a mother who's 150 pounds overweight walking down the street holding on the hand of her child who's about 50 pounds overweight, it's not genetic. A mother feeds son or daughter the same way she feeds herself. And all you have to do to lose that weight is change the way you're eating and start exercising, start drinking water and things like that. So if breast cancer is running in your family or if colon cancer is running in your family, whether it's from your ancestors like your mother or your grandmother or whether it's in your siblings, it's because everybody's eating, living, and handling stress the same way. If you change the way you're eating, living, and handling stress, you don't have to get those diseases. And do you know that the National Institutes of Health, which is arguably the number one research center in the world, over the last 100 years since its beginning, has received over a trillion dollars in research funds. Last year, it received something like $31 billion just in 1 year. And they have a huge area in Bethesda, Maryland. They have thousands of researchers, and they have all the funding that they could possibly have. And yet, in 100 years, they have never found the cure for one single disease. Not one. That is amazing. Not one single disease.
Well, I would like to ask you, first of all, because you've been at this for a good long while, what does diet do as far as people with emotional problems? I'm talking about schizophrenia, depression, certainly problems of that sort. Have you had any results or have
you? Oh, sure. I mean, the mental illness is caused by the same factors that cause physical illness. Many people who are on SSRI antidepressants like Prozac and Zoloft are suffering from anxiety and depression. And all you have to do is give a man or a woman a diet that is high in refined sugar, which causes them to have elevated levels of insulin, and then they use up that sugar and overshoot, and then they go into hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, and the effects of that are tremulousness, irritability, emotional upheaval, and they have all the symptoms of somebody with anxiety. And it's just from eating sugar. Okay? And caffeine nerves will do the same thing. So if you take a person who's eating a diet high in fast foods, junk food, animal products, sugar, especially refined sugar, who's not drinking water, who's drinking coffee, they will be a bundle of nerves, and they will cry easily, they will be depressed, they will have suicidal thoughts. And so then the doctor, instead of saying, you have to start eating a proper diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables. You have to get rid of your coffee. You have to get rid of your sugar. No, they give them drugs that have a high incidence of homicidal thinking as well as suicidal thinking. These women like Susan Smith and Andrea Yates, who killed their children, were on these SSRI antidepressants. There are many studies showing if you take people who are suffering from mental illness and you change their diet, you can even, there are studies in criminals, hardened criminals and young law offenders, kids, and you put them on the proper diet, they change dramatically. They stop their bad behavior. They are happy. They aren't prone to commit crimes. And people who are suffering from mental illness get well. It's the same thing that causes physical illness.
And does that hold true for schizophrenia as well?
Yes. All right. Same thing.
Now, another question I have, what about AIDS? We worked with that for a long period of time. Have you ever had anybody who had identified, no question, AIDS, who actually reverted to HIV negative and proper diet?
Yes. What's not the proper, don't just say proper diet. It's not just diet. Diet is one step in a 10-step plan. You've got to learn how to eat properly. You got to get your proper rest at the proper times of night. You got to learn how to trust God. You've got to get your exercise, your water, and sunlight, and all of that. It's not just diet. I started on the right diet when I developed cancer. It was the right diet, but I didn't know the other things, and my tumor returned. I had to incorporate all the other things in my life as well. So it is not, what I propose is not a diet. Proper nutrition is very important, but that's only one step in the plan. And so, yes, I know of 300 people who have reversed their AIDS, because AIDS is really just a form of cancer. And it's caused by the way we eat, live, and handle stress. And you notice I include live in there. Whether you have developed AIDS from a blood transfusion, which is not very common now, or whether you have developed AIDS from your lifestyle, whether it's promiscuity or whether it's a drug use, you've got to stop. You've got to stop. Just like if you're eating, if you have cancer and you're eating terrible food, or if you're not exercising, you've got to change. And so people can't get well from AIDS if they're continuing the same behavior that gave them AIDS. But if they really want to get rid of it and stop, they can't.
Well, I thought of you the other day when I read this article in the paper, and it was in the headlines every place about this one child who had been treated shortly after birth with large amounts of drugs, and a year later they couldn't find any evidence of the virus, and this was the first case ever cured, and how wonderful that was. And as I read that, I thought, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But of course, trying to give you the idea there is no treatment. I remember a decade ago, you talk about all the people that you'd known who'd been cured of AIDS with taking the full diet and certainly behavioral modification that you espoused with the 10-point program.
You cannot get a sick person well by poisoning them with drugs. You know, you can take a child with leukemia and you can give them chemotherapy, and for 1 year they may look like they don't have leukemia. But you have damaged that body horribly, and frequently the leukemia returns. Even if it doesn't return, that child's body is terribly weakened, and they're more prone to every other disease. So when they have given this child with HIV these strong, harsh drugs in a little baby whose immune system is not at all developed yet, they're just asking for nothing but trouble in the future. They can beat their chest and jump around like little idiots and say, oh, look what we did, look what we did. It's not working. It's not going to work. The only way to get well is to reverse the things that caused the disease in the first place. And this child didn't cause its own disease, but its mother did and passed it on to the child. So you've got to build a healthy body in that child. And when the body's immune system is working properly, it can reverse the disease. See, God promises in Psalms 103:3 to heal all our diseases if we do it his way, using only the natural things that he has made. In Deuteronomy 7:11-15, God says he promises to keep us free from every disease if we follow his laws, commandments, and decrees, which involves this 10-step health plan. Now, those promises in the Bible, in Deuteronomy and Psalms, were written over 3,000 years ago. So how did God do this? How did he fulfill his promises of healing 3,000 years ago when there were no doctors and nurses and drugs and hospitals and surgeons and all that? Well, exactly the same way he did it then as he does it now, by us using only the natural things that he has created in the natural form that he created them.
Well, now, if people are going to get one book on your approach, which one would that be?
Well, it depends on if the first thing that they have to do is if they have cancer or if they have cancer, any kind of cancer, they probably ought to get the DVD called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, where I show what your doctor will want to do to you and how it will damage your body. If you have any other diseases, such as Parkinson's or lupus or heart disease, the DVD diseases don't just happen. I go into all those. And then the DVD that tells exactly how you have to change your life is called You Can't Improve on God. And so those are the three DVDs, depending on what disease you have. I have a starter package. It's called the Starter Package for Disease, Super Starter Package, which contains all the information that I say is necessary for you to get started on the health plan. And it involves spiritual as well as physical and psychological important items, including a 5-CD series called Stress Success, Overcoming Stress in a Stressful World. So if you go to my website at drday.com, you will see those things there. And this little book, What Does It Take to Get Well, is so new, it's not even up on my website yet, although it is in the starter package, but I haven't gotten it posted yet so people can get it. It shows you that one chapter is called You Can't Twitter Your Way to Health. Everybody wants to do that. They want a quick fix. They don't want to change anything about their life, and you can't do it that way. It takes years for us to get ourselves sick. Fortunately, it doesn't take as long to get well as it took for us to get ourselves sick, but it does take time to reverse all the abuse that we have done to our body. But the good news is that if we've done it to ourselves, we have the power to reverse it.
Well, now, what about Alzheimer's disease? Is that a reversible procedure? Is that a reversible condition?
Well, first of all, it's totally preventable. Nobody has to get Alzheimer's. And it is reversible up until the time that the person can no longer understand instructions. If they can understand instructions and what they need to do, then it's too late. But as long as they can understand what they need to do, it's reversible.
All right, fine. Well, now, Sydney, we've been, 20 years since you got started
on this?
That's
right. 1993, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and here I am.
Okay.
Here I am 20 years later, totally well, cancer-free. And I think that on your programs in the past, I said that for a year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was on medication for Parkinson's. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I had a tremor, what we in medicine call a pill-rolling tremor.
Right.
And after I was diagnosed with cancer, I also developed multiple sclerosis. And when I learned how to get well, all the symptoms of all three of those diseases went away completely. I have no tremor. I have no signs of Parkinson's. I have no signs of MS. And I am totally cancer-free. And it was when they all started going away together that I realized that all diseases are caused by the same lifestyle factors, the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. And people say, well, how can the way you think make a difference? Well, here's an illustration. The woman drives home into her garage, and the door closes, and she realizes the light doesn't come on automatically in the garage, and so she jumps out of the car to go over and turn the light on, and suddenly she steps on a snake in the garage. She jumps back in the car, and her heart is beating rapidly, she's breathing rapidly, and she doesn't know how she's going to get out. Her stomach's in a knot. There's a snake out there. So finally, she sits there for a while, and she turns the lights on in the car, but she can't see the side of the car well, and so she finally makes a jump for it over the place where she thinks the snake is, goes and turns on the light, and it's a garden hose. But you see, she thought it was a snake. So when people harbor anger or grudges, or they think things are worse than they are, and they don't trust God with their problems, then this fight-or-flight reaction is always running at a certain level in their body, pouring out adrenaline and cortisone and suppressing their immune system.
Well, Chris, I know what you were going through there when you were the senior surgeon at the San Francisco County Hospital and certainly I know that you were operating day and night there, and I talked to some of your residents, and they said you could work them under the table, but you certainly were under a tremendous amount of stress.
Yes, I loved my job, but I wasn't getting enough sleep, I wasn't eating right, I also did not have a good marriage. I had all sorts of domestic stress. I loved my job, and it wasn't stressful for me in the usual way, but I was abusing my body by not getting enough rest and by not eating right, not getting enough exercise, and eventually my body broke down.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd done it to myself.
Orthopedics is a wonderful, wonderful adventure. I loved every time I was in the operating room.
But me too.
But there was tremendous stress associated
right.
with that.
That's right. But now, but again, you can't get away from all stress in life. People say, well, you're going to go to an island in the middle of the Pacific. No, you have to learn how to handle your stress. God says, cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. You have to learn to know God better than you know any human being, whether it's your wife or your husband or your children or your parents or your siblings or your best friends. You've got to know somebody very well in order to trust him with your life. And that's what I had to learn to do. And as I said, I was an agnostic for most of my adult life.
Well, Chris, it's amazing how sometimes a crisis situation can turn us to God. I saw that in medical practice. You know, very, very few doctors in my community were Christians. And I certainly, but as they had individual crises, maybe they lost a wife or a son, or they had a malpractice suit or something brought them to a personal relationship with the Lord.
Right.
Unfortunately, it takes a terrible crisis like that in these days to want to turn to the Lord. But of course, those people who listen to our program realize, of course, the importance of the spiritual. We'll be back in just a moment. I guess it's been Dr. Lorraine Day. Fascinating program.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. Judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed the program with Lorraine. We had Sydney for a number of years. We worked very, very closely together in an effort to prevent the AIDS epidemic. You can read about some of the things that we did in my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We fought a valiant battle, but of course the forces were aligned in favor of population control were far more powerful than Lorraine and Stan Monteith, and well, they killed probably several hundred million. They will admit to killing about 30 to 40 million with the AIDS epidemic. My book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, tells you the story. Now, it doesn't tell you the whole story, because when I wrote the book, I didn't understand this was a genetically created disease. How do we know? Well, one of the people involved in it came forward and told the story to Gary Glum, and he wrote a book called Full Disclosure. Try to get it off Amazon. Probably cost you $50 or $75. And, of course, they came after Gary Glum because the last thing they can let the American people know is that they're creating new and horrible diseases that plague the world. To understand what's really going on, let me suggest you get my population control agenda. You can get it off the internet. Just type in population control agenda or go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can pull it down. Sydney, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan and or Population Control, the Covert Agenda. These are two DVDs. Excellent material if you get the Agenda 21. The Covert Plan, well, there's a syllabus that goes with that that documents the fact. This is real. This is not imaginary. There really are people. They have a plan. Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century, and it includes killing off most of the people in the world. Why would they want to do that? Well, because there are too many people. That's why you suppress treatments for cancer. Why you don't tell people the truth. Why you give them medicines that don't do any good. And research, why you never tell them the things that they should do to remain healthy. And unfortunately, I mean, medicine is a great and noble profession, but most doctors really do not understand the things that Lorraine is talking about. She would be a full professor at one of the major medical schools today had she stayed in orthopedic surgery. She was a great orthopedic surgeon. She was almost a legend in her own time, and then she quit medicine and went full-time into trying to teach people how to cure themselves. Now, if you'd like to get her DVDs, we carry them. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927, and we have her, diseases don't scare me anymore. We have all of the major DVDs that she offers. We think they're very, very important. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that those of you out there will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I want to mention that it's simply this week and end of next week while we're cutting off the offer. If you want to get a case of my books, you're going to have to do it this week or next week, because on Friday we discontinue the offer, and, of course, so we will not make it again. But you can get a case of the books for $149.95. I suggest, and of course, we throw in a DVD that we've produced, or a 4-CD set we've produced, just to help you defer the cost of the shipping. But you'll have a book that will change people's lives. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest you get a copy. Of course, we hope that you'll want to get a case of them. If you can't afford the book, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, scroll down to videos. Scroll down the videos. The first one is the talk, the Brotherhood of Darkness, from which the talk actually came. I should say the book actually came. I gave the talk. Somebody contacted me and said, we'd like to make a book out of your talk. And I said, fine. And that's what the book is, The Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you what's really going on today. So, again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. The DVDs, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Population Control, The Covert Agenda. And, of course, Dr. Day's DVDs are there as well. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock, who lives over in Jerusalem, and she's sort of the Radio Liberty of representative over there, and she is with us the first Thursday of every month, and we have her bring us up to date with what's happening in the Holy Land. And, of course, I'm very, very concerned about the situation over there. Oh, everybody, or almost everybody, now has a gas mask. The people are very, very concerned about the very real possibility of a chemical gas attack on Israel. Hi, Cheryl. How are things going?
Oh, going well. Good morning.
Now, what is, of course, it's about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning over there in Israel, and here we're just getting ready to go to bed over here. But Cheryl's just getting up. She gets up early so she can talk with us. Tell us what's going on in Jerusalem at this time.
Well, everything's quiet here so far. There have been a lot more attacks this month compared to last month. The total of terror attacks went up to 139 in February, and most of the attacks were in the form of either firebombs or IEDs, and 100 of those attacks took place in Judea and Samaria. So there's a quiet, they're not calling it an intifada, a holy war or anything like this, or an uprising, but they are trying to cause a little bit of havoc, especially around the Temple Mount area.
All right. Now, Judea, Samaria, that's due east of Jerusalem?
Yeah, and Samaria is actually it's the middle of the country, and they want to call that the West Bank. Of course, that's, as we know from the Bible, it's Samaria, and they're trying to figure out what to do with that portion of the land. Do they give it to the Palestinians for their Palestinian state? Now, where I live, also, they are thinking about, the Palestinians are wanting this land, but there's 40,000 people living where I live, and they're talking about annexing this. What's really interesting, though, if they do not annex where I live on the road to Jericho, on the road to the Dead Sea, then it will be, Jerusalem will be the border. Jerusalem will be the border of Israel, which means all the eastern countries, all the Middle East countries, when they come across the Middle East, their first step into Israel will be into Jerusalem. And Israel's trying to prevent that by annexing part of the land and making sure they can patrol the road along the Jordan Valley so they can see when, if any enemy is trying to come up against them, anyone's trying to attack them. If they don't, if they can't do that, their security is blown, and people in Jerusalem will be the front line.
Well, now, let's talk a little bit about Syria and what you hear about Syria. My concern is, and what I'm hearing over here, is that probably either Israel or the United States will have to launch some sort of an attack on Syria to get the chemical weapons. They cannot allow them to fall into the hands of the al-Qaeda terrorists, who are certainly operating openly in Syria today, and looks like they're winning the war over there. What do you hear over in Jerusalem?
Yeah, I'm hearing that al-Qaeda operatives are actually on the border of Israel now, and Israel has beefed up security over there. They also have a base over there because they're afraid of people flowing out of Syria refugees, and they want to stop them right there at the border and not let them in further into Israel, because you see both sides, whether it's Assad's regime or the rebels, they are both against Israel.
Well, I think people have to understand, when you stand on the Golan Heights and you look east, the Golan Heights and Damascus is largely rebel-controlled, al-Qaeda-controlled. This is a seething cauldron, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. We're talking about the Middle East.
I would like to continue about the Golan Heights. Yeah, actually, 1.5 kilometers, Israel can see the operatives of al-Qaeda now. They are in the buffer zone. And 21 UN peacekeepers were abducted yesterday by these terrorists, these rebels, and they're trying to keep the Assad regime from firing into their camp, which is right next to a kibbutz on the Golan Heights. This is happening on the Golan Heights today. So Israel is watching very closely. They can see what's going on. The operatives can see Israel, and they have been keeping an eye on Israel. They could actually shoot them if they wanted to at this point, but they're trying not to drag Israel into this yet.
In other words, the terrorists know Israel, is that what you're saying?
So far, they are right there on the border. They have been watching. The report yesterday was that they were watching Israel on the side of this side of the fence, on the Israel side of the Golan Heights. On that side of the fence, they could see the terrorists. They spotted terrorists watching them. So, and then, of course, the rebels, 1.5 kilometers, which is less than about a mile, a little bit more than a mile, maybe, something like that. But they took 21 UN peacekeepers captive yesterday, kidnapped them. They're holding them, and they're trying to negotiate. And we'll see what happens. But this is like a mile from Israel.
Well, basically, of course, the people there have a feeling that Israel is almost going to be forced sooner or later to invade Syria.
Yeah, actually, everyone has, the malls are still open, handing out gas masks. Everyone is going over there and exchanging their old ones for new ones. They do believe that Syria, the rebels, will be getting a hold of the chemical weapons if they have not already. And Israel wants to be prepared for that. We're hoping that's not the case. You can hope for the best, but you prepare for the worst, and that's what Israel's doing. If it's not Syria, the rebels getting hold of the chemical weapons, which they have hit already storage units of the chemical weapons of Assad's regime, but some of the weapons are going into Hezbollah, which is part of the Shiite Muslim, which is Assad's regime. So they've got it bad on both ends with Hezbollah, or whether it's the rebels, which are a lot of them are Sunni. Israel is here, and they are right on the border, and people are preparing just in case it's going to happen. And it's a huge chance. It could happen.
Well, what is the attitude of the average Jewish person? Is it more or less fatalistic? I mean, we're here. This is our country. We're not going. Is it a matter of fear? Are they putting their faith in God to protect them? What's going on?
Well, a lot of the above are happening, actually. I would say the majority have come here to stay. And they have come here to live. This is their homeland. A lot of them have been having trouble over.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl is simply pointing out that many of them think that these terrorists may already have access to the chemical weapons there in Syria, and of course they're going to have to do something about that. Some of the chemical weapons have probably gotten to Hezbollah, which is immediately north in Lebanon, and of course the question is whether they have 50 or 100,000 missiles. Some of those, if they get chemical weapons, they could rain them down on Israel. People there in Israel are going to the department stores and getting new gas masks, turning in their old ones, getting new gas masks. Everybody seems to have sort of a fatalistic attitude. But I asked Cheryl how the people feel, and most of them, she said, feel that this is their homeland and they're going to stay there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who's living over in Jerusalem today. Well, certainly, is the economy going just about as it has? Is the tourists still continue coming? Or is there any feeling of a real possibility of some sort of a confrontation occurring before too long?
Well, actually, there's been a campaign to get more and more tourists over here, and the campaign has worked. We've had more tourism. than since 2000. So it's amazing how many buses you see all over the place. People are coming here. They're not paying attention to the news as they come. They are taken to really safe areas. I don't think there's too much activity on the Golan with the tourists, some activity. But people, I just had people over here myself, and they felt very safe. They said they don't understand what, why they see on the news always there's fighting. You don't have to get around where the fighting is. Yes, there are some strategic points, but Israel has been doing okay. An attack came in from Gaza recently, this last week, I believe on Tuesday, and it hit in an open field. People are feeling safe. The tourists are having a good time. I've talked with them. There's not a problem over here.
Now, how do the Palestinians feel? Because I know you spend a lot of time working with the Palestinians, and they're sort of caught in the middle of this thing. They're people who really don't have a country of their own. What have they got, something like 50% unemployment, something like that? And they have a very, very hard time. What are your impressions of Palestinians? What is their impression about what's going on? Are most of the Palestinians in favor of certainly of war with Israel? Or do they just want to be let alone and live in peace?
No, unfortunately, while I do work with Palestinians, and there are some that want to live in peace, don't want their kids to become suicide bombers, want their kids to have a chance in life and get real jobs. In the West Bank, there's hardly any jobs. The work, the wages are between $300 and $500 per month, so people sneak into Israel so they can work under the table, and they make more money doing that, living under trees or abandoned buildings. And then they go back in at the end of the week and take that money to their families. Now, a lot of the Palestinians, or I should say some of the Palestinians, I don't know how many, both Hamas and Fatah, underneath the Palestinian Authority or under Hamas, are joining up in Syria with the Assad regime. And they are fighting against the rebels over there. They are getting caught doing that. But they say their ultimate mission after fighting in Syria, that they are wanting to take Palestine from the sea to the river, from the river of Euphrates to the Mediterranean Sea. They're fighting against Assad. They want to get rid of the regime there. They want to get rid of Jordan. They want to take over, and they want a jihad over here and then create a whole Islamic state ruled by Sharia law. This just came out in the news a couple days ago. The Palestinian leadership have a plan. The Palestinian people, on the other hand, a lot of them that I work with want to have normal lives. And so I go in and I take clothing to them. I take food to them. I talk to them. We're getting English teachers in certain places teaching people how to speak English, how to get a new life and have hope. And they don't have to make money by becoming a martyr and becoming a suicide bomber for the Palestinian Authority or for Islam. So lives are changing one by one over here. I actually went to the Jordan River. One guy asked to be baptized, and I'm not going to say no. And so we went out there, and we baptized him, and he was very excited. Then their heart changes towards their neighbors. One thing that we teach them is to love their neighbors. Once they start looking at people as a whole, they know that they have a family, us as Christians, but then they look at the Jewish people as their neighbors, and they try to love their neighbors and be doers of the word. It's amazing what's going on here, what the Lord's doing himself.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but basically you have to deal with one person at a time, but it's a slow and steady process. Are there many people doing what you're doing over there? Are there other people doing work among the Palestinians?
Not too many, no. No, as a matter of fact, it's a phenomenon that's been going on for a few years now. I decided, because most of the organizations, Christian organizations, work in the cities, work among the Jewish people, these other Palestinian people were coming across my path, and I felt that those two, I'm always for the people that are hurting, and I needed to get in there and help them with clothing. As I would interview them, I'm a journalist here, of course, and as I would interview them, they would tell me their stories, and it's incredible how they've been tortured by their own Palestinian authority, their own leadership, because they would give information to Israel about a suicide bombing or a bus attack. These are the people that I work with. They're called collaborators. And these collaborators to Israel are now enemies to their own Palestinian people or to Islam, because they gave information to the enemy, Israel. You know, that it's a death sentence to sell land to a Jew. If a Palestinian sells land to a Jew, it's the death sentence. So So how can people think that these people, the Palestinian Authority, want to make peace with Israel if they kill their people for just selling land? But these people are wanting out of this violent violent situation. They don't want to follow Islam. They hear about a God of love, and because of the love of God, which they don't hear in the mosque, that's why their hearts are changing and they're reaching for something new. It's absolutely amazing what's going on. No, there's very few people that are doing this work, but it's been my area for the past 13 years.
And this is one reason why Barbara and I support Cheryl. We think she's doing a wonderful, wonderful job over there dealing with the people. Now, well, basically, Chris, if you're a Palestinian, there's no way to other place to go. Can you get into other countries? I think people don't understand the Palestinians are trapped. I mean, you and I, we have a passport. We can go to other countries. If we have the funds to do it, we can travel. But where can a Palestinian go and live? Is there any place for them to go?
Yeah, what's interesting is a lot of the Palestinians have Jordanian passports because that land that they live in, which was called the West Bank and part of East Jerusalem, was occupied by Jordan. When Israel won the war in 67, they freed Israel from the Jordanians, but these people hold on to their Jordanian passports. So they cannot even travel through Ben-Gurion Airport, which is the only airport in Israel. There's only one international airport. And they have to go through Jordan. They're not even allowed to go through Israel. Then they have to get papers and permission, visas from their government, or not visas, permission to leave. And the Palestinian Authority really doesn't want them to leave. They have to put down how much money they have. They have to guarantee their return because many of them will try to get out of the country. They sneak out of the country. And they get asylum in other countries. I got one guy asylum. His brother already had asylum. And I got him into a European country. And it's so difficult to get the rest of the family back together with him because the European nations are seeing that the Muslim people are coming or they're fleeing Islam. They want out of all this situation or they're trying to make Islam in Europe. And that's what the countries are seeing. They're seeing that the Muslim people are coming into Europe, and they're making Sharia zones. In other words, they're not coming into the country to become a citizen, a Norwegian citizen, or an American citizen, or a Canadian citizen, but they want Sharia zones. They want to be Islamic. The countries don't want this anymore, so they're cutting off immigration to the Muslim people. The people I work with have become Christians, and I have to tell these governments that these people are different. They're Christians. They are not going to be making the Sharia zones. We have two boys right now that are in danger of being sent back to the Palestinian Authority because they were born as Muslims. That's what it says on their birth certificate, yet they're born again Christians. If they're sent back to the Palestinian Authority, they will be killed. They'll be arrested because they try to get asylum from the PA, and they are Christians, which is a traitor to Islam, and that's worthy of death also. You never convert from Islam to another religion. So these boys would be in danger, and I ask for prayer for these boys, and they don't get sent back.
Well, the tragedy is I think most people living in this country have no idea of the tragedy that's unfolding there and the personal tragedy of these people. And I'm sure these are Smiley's sons, aren't they?
Yes, that's correct.
Right.
They are, and they're in limbo right now.
Right. And we know, we don't know Smiley, but Cheryl's talked to us many times about this Palestinian converted to Christianity. And of course, his life is in danger because all he did was convert to Christianity. Here, you can be whatever you want to. But certainly over there, if you're a Christian, your life and your family's life are in danger. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and of course she's over there working as a journalist, reporting back to us here from Jerusalem itself. How can people get in touch with you, Cheryl, get in touch with your ministry?
The best way is to email me, and the email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com?
That's right. All one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Okay, and basically this is really a wonderful, wonderful ministry that something that Cheryl has. She has an opportunity to talk to the Palestinians because she works with Jewish people as well. But she's over there, of course, trying to bring in, manifest God's love. And really, this is the only solution for the problems over there. Certainly, you're never going to change the leadership over there. Leadership on both sides are being financed. Of course, they want the conflict. That's how they rally the people behind the governments. And the people simply are victims of the caught in a vice, unfortunately. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest, Cheryl Hancock, will be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cloud gathered far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with gold.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Cheryl Hancock, a Sydney Art correspondent over there in Jerusalem, and she's keeping us abreast of what's going on over there. Well, have they certainly called up any of the troops at all, or Sydney, are they mobilizing the military at all for a possible incursion into Syria? Do you know?
No, we haven't heard of any call-ups yet, and I have friends who have kids in the Army. So there has been no call-ups. People are on alert, just a higher alert, but no call-ups yet. So far, so good.
Do they have any drills at all as far as the use of your gas masks?
They have drills constantly, and they haven't really had anything special for what's going on because they don't want to alert the community. They don't want to people to get nervous. They do want them to be prepared. They're asking them to prepare their bomb shelters, their safe rooms. Chemical, of course, weapons will go through any leak. So when, like, I have a safe room in my apartment, and I have to cover every light socket, every electrical socket with tape, and then I have to close the door, and I have a metal window that shuts, and I have to surround those openings with tape, and I have my gas mask inside there with food. I know how much air I have in that room, how much time I can stay in there before I have to leave. So everyone is prepared in that sense, but they don't want everyone to get panicked at this point because it's not to that point yet.
Well, certainly the last thing you want is people to get panicky. You want to be prepared. And almost the attitude, would you say, is more or less one of almost fatalism. If we're here, we're going to do the best we can. Would that be a fair attitude? Or?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because the Israeli people and the Jewish people, even Jewish people from America, from the Western countries, are coming over to join the army, the Israeli Defense Force. They want to help Israel against any harm that comes to it because they feel like this is their homeland. Of course, we all know about the Holocaust and what happened to the people and the different pogroms, and they feel like this is their only safe place to be, and they need to defend this land. So the people, and I asked many friends here where I live, they said, no, we're not leaving. We're staying right here. We've got to defend our country, and if I have to, I'll join the Army again. And we're talking about older people. Of course, they'll call in the reserves. People stay in the Army until they're 50, 55 years old, and they go back in. No, people are standing. They want to defend their country. More people are coming in, making aliyah, immigration to Israel. And because there is a lot of anti-Semitism going on, just as before the day of the Nazi Hitler time, the anti-Semitism has risen across the world, and people are leaving those countries and coming to Israel. So there's an influx of people coming in.
Well, I think that is so fascinating. And, Chris, I would anticipate, looking at this from a spiritual point of view, that God would be drawing these people to Israel. In fact, one of our good friends is a Messianic Jew, and his cousin picked up his family and moved them to Israel, left a good job here. But and he asked him why, and, well, he just felt he was supposed to be there. I mean, and, of course, the cousin is a Messianic Jew as well. But Jewish people are being drawn there, and I believe God is drawing them for a purpose at this time in history. I think this is very rather exciting. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm really very worried about the fact that there may well be an attack on Israel, but I do believe that God is going to intervene and protect the country. And I certainly am hoping and ask our listeners to pray for Cheryl over there for her safety. She's there by herself, but doing God's work. So if you're out there in the listening audience, just add Cheryl to your Radio Liberty list, a prayer list. And Cheryl, her name is Cheryl Hancock, and she works with us over there. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Cheryl, who's on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle that is taking place over there in Israel today. Now, are things pretty quiet down in the south? You mentioned that the Hamas fired a shot there into southern Israel, but are things been pretty quiet down there except for that one rocket?
Well, things have been pretty quiet until the rocket came in. That was ever since the Gaza conflict at the end of last year. So it was a surprise. The sirens didn't go off. People didn't have time to get to their bomb shelters. But thank God, again, that no one was hit. I guess a couple of rockets came in and hit in open areas, one actually in the city of Ashkelon, but didn't hurt anyone. So it's been quiet except for the Negev. The Negev is just full of, it's like the Wild West down there, and infiltrators have come in, terrorists have been coming in, drugs have been coming over the border, weapons, and they're helping Hamas, of course. And so Egypt is talking about closing the tunnels, except Egypt is having their own problems. And I don't know if you heard about the millions of locusts that hit Egypt. 30 million locusts landed in Egypt the other day.
And yeah, basically, I'm sure that has some spiritual significance. I haven't quite figured out what it is, but I suddenly remember, of course, knowing the Bible, why, of course, just before Passover, why, of course, the locusts came four thousand years ago, happening again. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl, one more time, why don't you get your email out there so people would know how to get in touch with you if they'd like to become part of your ministry. And once again, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to talk to Cheryl, you have a question about what's going on in Israel, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Cheryl's right there on the front lines. What is it, gasoline, $8-$9 a gallon?
Yes, very close to $9,
well,
it's going up.
It's going to be going up here too, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's go ahead and tell our listeners once again your email in case they'd like to get in touch with you.
Okay, the email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. gmail.com. Reporting from Israel is one word at gmail.com.
Okay, that should be easy to remember, reporting from Israel at gmail.com. Now, basically, of course, as you live over there with the people, how about prices? Are prices pretty outrageous? Of course, gasoline, almost $9 a gallon would make it, it's pretty hard for getting around. But what about certainly the products, the food, clothing, things of that sort? Are they fairly expensive, or would they be fairly comparable to what they are here?
No, they are a lot more expensive than they are in the United States. Many things are imported either from Europe or the United States, so we pay a high tax. The tax in the country is 18%, and so the food's expensive, everything, clothes are expensive. I really don't know how the people make it here because the wages are lower, and most people have one car in the family, and the rest of them take the bus or trains. So it's very difficult for people to live in Israel because of the low wage and the high cost of living. A lot of them are in debt, and they are used to living that way. So it's not an easy country to live in, to give up your easy life in America and the West, to come over here and struggle to survive. It's amazing that doctors, lawyers, different people from the West, I mean, lots of people from the West are coming now. As the Lord says, he's going to bring the people from the North, South, East, and West, and the people from the West are coming, and they are determined to plant their feet in Israel, stay here, even though they suffer a lot more by living here. Not easy to live in this country.
And I really do believe that God is involved in this, and I do believe that God is guiding people to Israel and giving them the feeling that they should be returning. What do you get from the people when you talk to them and say, well, why did you come?
Yeah, most of the people that come feel a drawing, and I've interviewed a few different people. One lady told me from England that the reason she came, I was at the airport interviewing three different planes that flew in one day. She said that she was coming because people are taking over their country. And I said, well, what people? And she said, Muslim people. She said, we don't feel safe where we're at. I guess there was a lot of attacks at the time. So she moved with her family to Israel. Another one said that they just feel that they're living in the last days. This is Jewish people, and they're from Canada. They're living in the last days, and it's time to come to Israel and stand with Israel against any attacks that may be happening. I interviewed a woman from America, and her family came over, and I said, why are you moving to Israel? And she said, I don't know. So she obviously felt the drawing of the Lord. We're seeing the prophecies being fulfilled as we're here. It's amazing. And you know what? The Russian people that are making Aliyah, immigration to Israel, I have talked to some of them, and I showed them in the Bible. I said, look, you are fulfilling prophecy, because the Lord said he was going to bring them from the north. And of course, we know that millions of people, or thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, have come from Russia. And as they looked at the scripture, which they never, some of them, looked at before, they would start weeping, saying, my gosh, this is us. This is us in the Bible, realizing that prophecy is being fulfilled through them. Yeah. An amazing place.
Well, it really is. This is an exciting time, ladies and gentlemen, because I think that there are more being drawn there than ever before, and it is totally illogical. And yet, of course, God can work in very, very strange manners, and he's drawing the people to the Holy Land. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and everything's more expensive. Life is tough and life is difficult. For the young people, it means military service. But even more than that, there's a great element of danger. There's a very real threat, certainly, on the part of the neighboring Arab states, that certainly there will be one form or another of an attack on Israel. I don't think it's a matter of if. I think it's a matter of when, certainly. So basically, what do you hear about Egypt? How are things going in Egypt with Morsi there? Is it total confusion? Certainly, we know that America's arming Egypt. We're giving them 20 F-16s, we're giving them tanks, we're giving them munitions. Why would anybody in their right mind want to arm a country that's controlled by the radical jihadist Muslim Brotherhood? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about people in the right mind. I think the things that are taking place today now are truly prophetic, and they're not rational, but they're taking place. We're giving Egypt $250 million so that Morsi can consolidate his dictatorship there in Egypt. How do the people of Egypt feel about, how do the people of Israel feel about what's happened in Egypt? And certainly, weren't they a lot better off with Mubarak there? At least he'd maintain the stability of that country and the truce with Israel for, 20, 30 years?
Yeah, that's right. There was a cold peace going on, and that was a lot more stable than what's going on now. There are riots going on in the Port of Said right now in Egypt because the government arrested people at a sports game that were rioting or that were demonstrating against people being taken into custody that came against the Muslim Brotherhood, the regime in Egypt now. Those people are sentenced to death. And so the whole country is in an uprising. Yes, they wanted to have a form of democracy. They want to keep Sharia law, but they want to have a government that will listen to the people. This government is not listening to the people. So the whole country is in an uproar right now. There is a lot of problems going on. Israel's watching it very closely, so because they don't know what the outcome is going to be. They don't know if Muslim Brotherhood is going to come against Israel, and they have talked against Israel that they want to keep the peace treaty, but they want to change it. And what does that mean? So Israel's having trouble on all borders. But at the same time, there's such good things that are going on in Israel. I mean, people know that all borders are surrounded right now by enemies and that the Israel IDF forces are there. But at the Western Wall, there have been 10.5 million visitors just this last year. So people are influxing, coming into Israel. 20,000 people came from 52 nations just to come to the Jerusalem Marathon. They're ignoring what's going on around the borders and feel safe enough to come to Israel. But Israel is really in a horrible situation. And, of course, we know that Obama is coming on the 20th. He's supposed to arrive. Netanyahu should finish his coalition government by the 16th. I will be going to the airport to hear what Obama has to say when he comes off the plane. But we're not expecting very good things at this point.
What about Jordan? My understanding is there's a lot of instability over in Jordan, and certainly there may very well be a change of leadership there. My impression I get is that the Muslim Brotherhood is fomenting to overthrow the monarchy there and establish another state under Sharia law. What do you hear?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the Sharia law is wanting to control every area in the Middle East. That's including Israel. That's why they want to wipe Israel from out into the sea, is what they say. But yes, Jordan, because Jordan is a Sunni government, the Shiites are the ones that are really the more radical, I guess you'd call them. Syria is Shiite. Iran is Shiite. Hezbollah is Shiite. These people are wanting to really control the Middle East and control the Sunnis. And if they do that, they will control the oil in the Middle East. That's the whole goal, because if you control the oil that goes out to the West, you control the West. And so the world, really, the governments, the EU, America, they're trying to stop the Shiites from taking control. So if they let this nuclear bomb that Iran wants to build and is in the process of building, if they let that get finished, then Iran's going to have an upper hand. America knows that, Israel knows that, EU knows that, and we believe when Obama comes that that's going to be part of the discussion over here, what to do with Iran. They've only got probably till spring to do something about that.
Well, now, another problem, we hear that there's some question of instability in Saudi Arabia. Do you hear anything at all about that, that there is some agitation in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, same thing. In Saudi Arabia, you have a Sunni government, but you have pockets of Shiite living in Saudi Arabia who don't want to go along with the Sunni government. They're coming against the Sunnis. Again, it's a Sunni-Shiite war. Who's going to have control of the Middle East? So Saudi Arabia is a problem, and they figure these Shiites are going to come through Iran, Syria. They're going to come and wipe out Israel. They're going to wipe out Jordan and Saudi Arabia, whoever is Sunni, and the Shiites want to take over. Now, we know, being Christian, we know what the Bible says, and we know that God will intervene in the case of Israel. But yes, there is problems going on in Saudi Arabia today.
And let me just comment. We have some informants that usually fairly reliable, and I was told just a couple of days ago that a lot of the Saudi princes are certainly planning on moving their money out of Saudi Arabia and trying to move elsewhere. They're coming here or going to Europe because many of them feel that their time and power is limited. We're talking about in the next year or two that Saudi Arabia will probably be taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, remember, this is just hearsay, but of course the person is fairly reliable, has contacts there, and this is what we're hearing. So that whole part of the world, Jordan, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Dubai, they're all certainly on the verge of dramatic changes. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, our guest Cheryl Hammond. Bruce, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I wondered when was the last time Hezbollah directly attacked the land of Israel?
Do you remember when the last attack was? They really haven't attacked in a couple of years, have they, Cheryl?
Well, actually, there was an attack recently. At least they found over the border, they found a rocket that was shot into Israel last week. We don't know any more than that there was a rocket shot in there. We don't know which group shot it. We don't know if it was Hezbollah itself. So far it's been quiet until that happened.
Things have been
so
fairly
keeping an eye on that.
Things have been fairly quiet in the North, Bruce, but I think it's just temporary. I think that certainly this whole thing could break loose at any moment. But right now, thank goodness for the fact that things are quiet, but they're not going to stay that way indefinitely. This is a seething cauldron just waiting to explode. Anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, has Bashar Assad ever attacked the land of Israel?
Pardon? I couldn't hear.
Has Assad ever attacked Israel? I thought that basically, didn't he go to war with Israel in the 73 war?
No, that was his father.
That was his father.
Yeah. But Assad has threatened Israel and continues to threaten Israel.
Has Iran ever attacked the land of Israel?
No,
I can't hear the question.
No, they haven't, but basically they are threatening to.
Right.
Bruce, thanks very much for your call. And let's see, but basically, of course, Bruce was getting at was the fact that Israel is very much the aggressor. Well, certainly, I think Israel is going to have to do something about the chemical weapons that are in Syria, because Assad is probably going to fall, and basically... Whether you like Assad or not, I think he's probably better than what's going to replace him. But what nobody is telling the American people is that the United States is funding the revolution that's taking place in Syria today. We are funding the al-Qaeda and all of the terrorists who are taking down Assad. And basically, what really doesn't really make sense is the chemical weapons there, so many of the chemical weapons that Assad has, came from Saddam Hussein, and we give those chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein, who gave them to Assad. And now, here, almost 30 years later, why we're going to have to, suddenly if the United States or Israel is going to have to go into Iran, is going to have to go into Saudi Arabia to protect those chemical weapons that we gave to Saddam Hussein. It doesn't make any sense.
No, as a matter of fact, Israel knows of the threats, and when they hear a live threat, just like Hitler said he was going to wipe out the Jews, now Iran is saying they're going to wipe out the Jews. Assad said he wants to take care of the Jews. He wants to move into the Golan Heights. There are so many threats against Israel. They have to be serious and take those threats seriously to protect their people. Israel has not fired in to stop them yet, but there's a point where Israel has to know when to protect itself. Yes, Hezbollah also has been threatening, and they have so many rockets right now pointed at Israel. The last I heard from Netanyahu when he gave a speech was 4,000 rockets are pointed at Israel. If they put chemical warheads on that, we're in big trouble. So Israel has to be careful.
I would like to point out that nothing as it appears to be. If you go into the background of who installed the Ayatollahs in Iran that now threaten Israel, well, of course, the United States installed the Ayatollahs back in 1979. The Ayatollah Khomeini was living in Paris under the auspices of the CIA. The CIA overthrew the Shah and installed the Ayatollahs. And now, what, 30 years later, we're talking about the possibility of Israel going to war with Iran or America going to war with Iran. It doesn't make sense. So many of the things going on over there don't make any sense at all. And suddenly we're talking about having perhaps Israel or America attack Syria because of the chemical weapons which we'd given to Saddam Hussein 30 years ago. As you look at it, Cheryl, can you make any sense out of this? Or is it almost as if we're being drawn into a war over there just like the people are being drawn back to Israel?
Yeah, and it's amazing because, again, as being Christians, we know that in the Bible it talks about all these uprisings, these wars and rumors of wars that are happening. And you were talking about Muslim Brotherhood, which is a great threat to the whole Middle East trying to take over. There are so many different scenarios going on that yesterday there was a report that Israel is in awe of what's happening and standing back, just trying to stay and keep protected, not get drawn in. Even though Al-Qaeda may be in the buffer zone, they don't want to be drawn in to any border right now, any fights at this point, any battles. So it's very puzzling what's going on here. Not really puzzling. We know that there's going to be problems, but we know that Israel has to stand there and protect itself. There will be a time when they have to react.
Well, I think that if you really have to almost read the prophecies to see what's going on today to make any sense out of it, and having analyzed this, I believe there's a timetable. I think these things are all coming to a focus at the present time. And certainly Iran has not attacked Israel. Syria has not attacked Israel. But I think there's going to be a war over there because I think this is what's supposed to happen. If you're going to try to make any sense out of it, you're going to end up being terribly, terribly confused. Just understand that God does have a plan. The people, the enemies of God, have a plan. We're seeing this thing being reacted and played out today in the Holy Land. And just pray for the people of Israel. Pray for the Arabs as well. Certainly, and of course, we ask you to remember Cheryl Hancock in your prayers because she's over in the front line there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Cheryl, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Yeah, I just want to comment on what you said, that things are building in the Middle East, and this is what we're seeing. When you sit here on the front line, you're watching things build, and so it's kind of, I don't want to say fun, but it's exciting as a Christian to watch the prophecies being unfold here. So it is building. We don't know when it's all going to happen, but it is building. At the same time, the Muslim people that are living in this country, I can tell you, are having, if we don't get to them with the gospel and talk to them about love and loving their neighbors, they're getting dreams and visions from the Lord himself. And I never believed it until I met a man myself who ran up to me and told me he had a dream, and when he woke up, he was healed and knew that Jesus healed him. He went up and down the streets in Jerusalem. He found a Catholic church. He was in the Catholic Bible and praying and just really wanted to know who Jesus was. And I asked him, do you want to pray to Jesus? Do you want to know him? He said, yes. I got him baptized, and then I lost him. I couldn't find him until months later. I said, what happened to you? His name happened to be Jihad. And he said, well, I was telling people what happened to me about Jesus, and they came and they were shooting at me. They should have hit me in the chest because I opened the window. They should have hit me in the chest, but they only hit me in the leg. He said, look, 3 bullet holes. I was in the hospital. I said, did you move away from there? He said, no, no, these people need Jesus. We need to love. And so there is something else going on here besides all the things you're hearing in the news.
I'm sure that God is going to be working, and certainly I think that we're living in probably one of the most exciting times of our lives. And I worry about you over there, Cheryl, but certainly you keep in touch with us. I hope we can get you back the first Thursday of next month. And when will you be back here in the United States?
I will come back in the summer for a speaking tour.
All right, fine. Well, you be sure to look us up, and we look forward to talking to you at that time. But thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless.
Okay. Shalom. Bye-bye.
Far across the sea.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and because this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter, or you can get the various products that we offer, you can donate, or whatever you can do. We'll appreciate it, and if you're not in a position to help, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. And I simply wanted to comment. We had a caller, and he wanted to point out, was trying to point out, that certainly Syria has not attacked Israel, and yet Israel is thinking of attacking Syria and to protect it from the chemical weapons there, that Iran has not attacked Israel, but Israel is thinking of attacking Iran. If you're trying to make any sense out of what's going on over there, there is no sense. Basically, most people will try to tell you that the Zionists control Washington, D.C. That's not true. The Brotherhood controls Israel. Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They picked him up. He was the furniture salesman. And, of course, they made him the premier. He's doing exactly what he's being told from the people in Washington, D.C. The people in Washington, D.C. who control our government, I think, are being manipulated into creating this whole crisis in the Middle East at this time. And I think it's just a matter of time before there's a war over there, and whether this will be the Psalm 83 war, whether this will be the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, we're just going to have to see it unfolds. But it's a fascinating and frightening scenario. And I believe, of course, as these wars unfold, they're going to have an impact here in the United States. And none of this really makes sense. Certainly, we ought to be protecting ourselves from the very real threat of an EMP attack. In fact, Iran has threatened to attack the United States if they are attacked by Israel. And they've simply said, we will attack the United States. How could Iran attack the United States? They've already been practicing an EMP attack on America. We have this from several reliable sources. They've been over the Caspian Sea, firing the from the decks of freighters or ships, the missiles into the stratosphere, practicing an attack, an EMP attack on America, and we have absolutely no defense. You need to get our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get our four CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack, came out in 2004, but nothing's been done. We have no defense at all. We carry the book, A Nation Forsaken, by basically 30 years, Michael Maloof, 30 years in the Defense Department. When he retired, he was a senior advisor, suddenly reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. His book, it even frightened me. We need to get our interviews with him. We're not talking about something imaginary. These are very real threats to America. We can no longer divorce ourselves what's going on over there. But if you're looking for who to blame for this whole thing, you blame the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who run the world. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get a copy. Or if you can't afford it, go up to the internet, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to video, scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness, and watch the two-hour talk. But if you would like to get a case of the books, this will be, a week from tomorrow will end. We'll actually go ahead then and actually go ahead with our with our printing. This is the last chance. So if you want to get the case of books, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to understand the spiritual component of what's really going on today. And if you're looking for logic in what's going on in the Near East or Middle East, you're not going to find it outside of the scriptures. If you're seeing, I believe, the fulfillment of prophecies, the ancient prophecies written thousands of years ago. We got a great CD set and a great DVD on geoengineering. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. That's Agenda 21, the covert plan. It's available in DVD. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. If you want an answer, you want solutions, if you want to do something, if you just want to complain about the problem, this is probably not the place for you, because we don't like the problems. We know what they are, and we want to get to the answers. And along with that, from the standpoint of health today, we'll be talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers, the cure for diabetes, heart disease, what you can do to eliminate those costly, unbelievably costly treatments. Time-consuming, painful, all those kinds of things going into. You know, I think if I had not been a nurse and been involved in all those treatments, I would probably be saying, oh, well, whatever happens, happens. I don't want any part of that. All I can say to you is please do everything you can to prevent those conditions. Trust me.